Discussion of commercial medical marijuana testing laboratories and dispensary ordinances completed the series of Riodel Planning Commission meetings on a draft commercial medical marijuana land use ordinance. The meetings have been garnering a great deal more attention than the usual, with multiple businesses interested in expanding to Riodel in attendance. The city and businesses are looking to the former Eel River Sawmill site to locate a commercial medical marijuana cooperative-style development. This would be similar to the plan back in 2009 to create the Eel River Valley Food Cooperative that had been paid for in part with a Headwaters Fund grant. Businesses interested in opening large-scale commercial grows, extraction labs, and testing laboratories have all expressed interest in locating at that site. Commercial kitchens producing edibles would be allowed in the community commercial zones on Wildwood Avenue, and medical marijuana dispensaries would be located in the town center if the proposed ordinances are adopted. Currently, all dispensaries are banned in the city. The Planning Commission debated a restriction on the number of dispensaries that would be allowed with a conditional use permit, but business members interested in opening dispensaries asked the commission to let the free market decide rather than impose an arbitrary limit. After some debate, it was decided to leave it to the free market with the conditional use permit process in place to maintain some level of control. The recently passed Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act will take effect January 1, 2018. Under the state regulations, medical marijuana will be tested for an as-of-yet unidentified panel of markers, such as potency, terpene levels, mold, and pesticides. Three different companies have expressed interest in opening testing laboratories in Riodel, and their owners have attended some of the Planning Commission meetings to present their ideas and educate the Commission on their operations. Leaf Detective co-owner Michelle Mallory updated the Council on their progress finding a building to open one of their labs in Riodel.
So moving on to the next slide where we talk about locations, so we just wanted to give you an idea of the two locations that we are seriously considering, so you have an idea of where we would be located. Both of them are located in the town center zone, and one is the coffee shop, which is at 541 Wildwood Avenue, and the other one is the cafe bar slash used to be a bowling alley, and that's located at 70 Wildwood Avenue. And the actions that we've taken is we do have approval from the health department, also approval from the alcohol beverage control, approval from the occupants, and right now we are in conversation with the owners of those two buildings for the next steps. And you know, we want to get some direction here before we move forward.
Nevada-based Digipath Labs was also in attendance and reported having spoken to a number of HSU science students on job prospects with their company. The plans being discussed are all contingent on whether or not the City Council approves the proposed ordinances. The Planning Commission concluded their series of meetings to review the proposed ordinances by voting 3-0 to approve moving it on to the City Council for review and approval. Commissioners Nick Angeloff and Alice Millington were not present to vote. Public hearings will be scheduled by the City Council at their next meeting. Videos of all four of the Planning Commission meetings regarding the commercial medical marijuana ordinances, as well as the full text of the proposed ordinance, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular Planning Commission meeting will be April 26th at 6:30 p.m. The Riodel City Council will hold their regular meeting on Tuesday, April 19th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.